Hi, this week the question is, should Christians just forgive others even when no repentance is present? This is a very relevant question because the common notion is that Christians should just forgive those who trespass against them without requiring a confession of wrongdoing or repentance on the part of the offender. In fact, it's believed that if a Christian requires someone to repent and confess fault before they grant forgiveness, then that isn't much of a Christian attitude. Now, the one who ought to be ashamed of himself is the so-called Christian who won't just forgive. Now, the victim is the trespasser, and the perpetrator is the innocent one. Is this really what the Scriptures teach? That's our question this week, and we hope that you will listen carefully to the answer that we give from Scripture. First, the Bible teaches that God Himself does not just forgive people whether they ask for forgiveness or not. Because God is just, there must be some payment made for sins that are committed. God never just forgave anyone. In order to forgive sinners and to be just at the same time, God had to send His only begotten Son to die on a cross as payment for the sins of mankind. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Second, God does not just forgive people arbitrarily just because His Son died on the cross to pay for sin. God has set up conditions which must be met in order to receive forgiveness through Jesus' blood. Those conditions are belief in Jesus as the Son of God, Mark 16, verse 16. Repentance, Acts 2, verse 38. Confession of faith, Romans 10, verse 10. And immersion in water for a specific reason, the forgiveness of sins or the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. Even with Jesus' death on the cross, not one single man or woman will be forgiven unless they submit to the conditions that are set by God. The point is, God cannot and does not just forgive people. He requires that men and women repent and seek forgiveness on His terms. If they agree, then and only then does He grant forgiveness. Furthermore, this granting of forgiveness is not something God had to do, but something He does only because of His gracious and merciful nature, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Now, if God cannot forgive unless there's repentance on the part of the sinner, how can a Christian forgive those who trespass against them without repentance on the part of the sinner? Are Christians able to do more than God? Can they do what God cannot do? Are we able to do more than Him? Can we be more generous and more loving and more merciful and more gracious and more caring than God Himself? Certainly not. In order that there would be no doubt about forgiving others, Jesus said this in Luke 17, verses 3 and 4. He said, quote, "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." Jesus, you see, made repentance on the part of the offender a requirement before forgiveness may be granted. Repentance means a change of mind that results in a change of life. If there is no repentance, no change of attitude, when a corresponding change of action, then the Christian cannot forgive someone. Again, notice this in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. Jesus said, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. If he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector." Consistent with what we have already studied, this passage in Matthew 18 confirms the conclusion that Christians may not just forgive someone whether they ask for it or not. There must be a change in the attitude and actions of a sinner before Christians may forgive them. The doctrine of just forgive others is not rooted in Scripture, but in emotion. Now, one common argument that is used in an effort to justify the theory of just forgive someone, whether they ask for it or not, is when Jesus was dying on the cross, as he looked down from the cross, he prayed to his Father in heaven. In Luke 23, verse 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." It's believed by many that Jesus was here just forgiving people who were killing him, and that this, therefore, justifies the theory of just forgive. However, if you read in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, you will see the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost charging the Jews with murdering Jesus. He told them they needed to repent and be baptized to receive forgiveness. Well, this is strange preaching if the Jews were already forgiven the day Jesus prayed his prayer on the cross. The truth of the matter is, Jesus' prayer was not answered the day he prayed it on the cross. His prayer was not answered until the day of Pentecost, when the Jews were offered the opportunity to receive forgiveness through repentance and baptism, Acts 2, verse 38. When 3,000 obeyed these conditions, they were forgiven, Acts 2, verse 41. Then, and only then, did Jews receive forgiveness, and only those who obeyed the gospel. So in conclusion, the theory of just forgive somebody, whether they ask for it or not, this is not taught in the Scriptures. This is a false theory based on human reason and emotion, but not based on the sacred Scriptures. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.